Colin, Azada, and Will are done to you. Colin, 24 minutes ago, actually 26 minutes ago, says, voted two crosses home. Well done. You are our first listener in. You are our first listener to have voted, or certainly let us know about it, and come back home. And that's pretty good going, because that would have been about 7:45. 7:45, he had been to the voting station, voted, and come back home already. So well done to you. Somebody who's currently standing in the line at Norwood, and apparently quite significant lines, which I'm very, very impressed about, very impressed to hear, is a political analyst and expert, Wayne Sussman. Wayne, good morning. So how, you say the lines are quite significant this morning.
Yes, Howard. First of all, I remember 2019 joining you in studio, but today I'm in the voting queue on election day, and there is a heck of a queue in Norwood, at Norwood Primary. I've been standing up for a very long time. People are patient. Actually, as an aside, and this is the beautiful part of election day where people from all walks of life get to engage in the public square. I saw the EFF teaching the DA about Maskandi music. So this is really a beautiful day.
I love that. That warms my heart.
And there is a massive queue here. And I've just actually gotten off somewhere in the Boskrane area where I've just spoken to a work colleague who said the queues are through the roof there. So it's clear that people in Johannesburg are going out to vote today. And that is going to be a significant factor in when we tally the votes.
It really is, because one of the biggest concerns has been voter turnout. And I think the message that everybody, myself included, are trying to put out is staying home and not voting is voting. You're just doing it passively and you're letting somebody else choose.
100%. I always say, first of all, the products in the electoral supermarket are much wider than ever before. You're going to be faced with a very long ballot paper, which is not necessarily always a good thing, but there are more parties and candidates wanting to capture your hearts and minds today. And if they still don't speak to you, still participate in the process and spoil your ballot, but participate in the process. This is a wonderful thing in our country. And again, I'm just looking here, the line just getting bigger, and it's a very diverse line here, and we've got to participate today.
So what are the predictions? I mean, you've been following this for years. You follow it when most of us lose interest, even at the time, whether these by-elections and all sorts of things. You're keeping a very, very close eye on it. What do you think is likely to happen today?
So I think, because obviously I follow by-elections very carefully, I think the ANC had a lot of momentum going into this election, and then the insurrection happened in July. And then we know the ANC had the list debacle. And I think those two things have really put the ANC on the back foot. I think Ramaphosa, who's the face of their campaign, ran a very good campaign. But then the load shedding in the last week was a real setback for the ANC. And then at the same time, what's unique about this election is that the official opposition is also vulnerable. We know that they lost a lot of wards in the city of Johannesburg. And after they had a very good start to their campaign, with an interesting, bold, compelling statement. They're the first party of posters in the ballot box, but then they had two setbacks in Phoenix and then the Gareth Cliff show. So this is what makes this election so unique. So to give you the projection, I don't see any party getting above 40% of the vote, let alone 50%. Maybe I'm going to be wrong, because polling has been lacking in this election. So I do think we're going to be seeing another coalition. And then there's some million-dollar factors. How well are Action SA going to be doing? Are they going to be another hype job, as per the EFF sometimes on Twitter, where we know that the EFF has hundreds of thousands of supporters on Twitter, and you'd think they'd win the election, but that doesn't necessarily happen.
Doesn't translate.
Action SA going to be the suburban version of that? Maybe not. I mean, I'm sensing a lot of enthusiasm for them. So it's very interesting.
Quite a few of our listeners are saying Action SA, that's who they are voting for. I could be totally wrong on this. I also have a sense that as much as the EFF, for example, does brilliantly on social media, the DA does terribly on social media, and my prediction is that just as the EFF doesn't relate to votes, I'm not convinced that the DA is going going to lose votes for that. I think that the DA has been out there on the streets of troubled South Africa for many, many months. And that counts for something, number one. And number two, when people do get to a ballot box, sometimes things change and you do think, well, all right, there is a lot of hype, but who do I want to run the city? My prediction is that the DA is going to do better than people are giving them, or that media is giving them credit for. What do you think of that?
Yeah, it's fascinating. I think stickiness is a key thing in elections. Mm. We know that the ANC, it's the same with the ANC. That's one of the things that's so successful with their brand, that people might be unhappy with the way the cities are run, but when you come into that ballot box and you see that long ballot paper, you still might, even though you're unhappy with them, mark your cross there. And I think the same might apply to the DA. I mean, I was at an event last night where there were a lot of unhappy DA voters. And at the end of the night, they came to me and said, we're actually going to vote for them. So I agree with you about that. Then when it comes to a moment in truth in the ballot box, people can often revert to type. And in our democracy, the two biggest parties are the ANC and the DA. And you might just see that reverting to type today.
Do you think that there's a good chance that the ANC will lose the city of Johannesburg?
It depends on the EFF. I think the EFF are going to be a significant factor. By the way, the race for third is going to be fascinating between the EFF and Action SA. So my opinion is that neither the ANC nor the DA want to work with the EFF. And I think in that regard, I just want to let people ahead of me in the queue, but it's fine. I enjoy speaking to you.
Wow, the things you do for us. I don't know if I would do it, Wayne, I have to tell you, but I'm very happy.
So I think in that regard, the ANC's path to continued governance in the city is going to be through a coalition. Their first scenario would be with pragmatic parties who Ramaphosa likes doing business with, parties possibly like the IFP, Al Jamaa, etc. However, if they still fall short of 50, they're going to have to possibly turn to a party like the EFF.
Do you think we'd see an EFF-DA coalition again?
I think it's unlikely at this regard, but I wouldn't rule out local factors. So I'll give you an example. In Morimole Mogopong, which is the old Nailstrom, Nabum Spreek area, very conservative on the one hand and very radical on the other hand. You've seen a government there for the last 5 years with the EFF, DA, and the Freedom Front. You've seen a government there for the last 5 years with those strange bedfellows. So are we going to see, on a local level, parties saying, we're not going to listen to the national officers, we want to work together and stay in power? I think those types of dynamics where parties on the ground will want a different outcome and a different coalition than what the national leaders want. But just to be clear, as things stand today, the DA have said they'll not work with the EFF. The Freedom Front have said they'll work with the DA. Al Jamaa have said they'll work with the ANC. Action SA have said they won't work with the ANC. So these things are all, this is what the parties are declaring. Whether that holds true, we need to see.
Yeah, it is really going to be fascinating. A lot of the heads of the parties that I've spoken to, in fact, almost every single one, from the ACDP to the DA to all the parties that we interviewed on the show and our Action SA, we were very, very privileged to speak to all of them. They all said one thing, and that is service delivery. Is that really what this is about, or is that just because it's easy to point fingers at the ANC in this regard?
It's 100% about service delivery. This election is about sanitation, it's about roads, it's about the upkeep of our parks, it's about the efficient spending of the revenue which the ratepayers pay. It's about the lights on. That is what this election is ultimately about. And that is what voters must remember when they're in the queue.
That is indeed. Wayne, before I let you go, this is probably the most important question of the morning. If you had one voting song to choose, what song would it be?
I haven't been stumped for a question for a long time, and I was in the ballot box, a precious little sleep. And I don't want to say Johnny Clegg, because that's just too
predictable.
That's Mlungu reverting to type.
Yes, isn't it?
You've just played Lady Since Black Mombasa. I could go back with that. Maybe some Maskandi, because the EFF and the DA are teaching each other about Maskandi view music in the queue here at Norwood Primary. So if you have some Maskandi music, that would be great.
That is something we're going to certainly have to look for. But Wayne Sussman, thank you as always for bringing us your take. And of course, we will speak to you later this week to unpack some of the results. It is 8:20. I'm Howard Feldman. This is your Morning Mayhem.